With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. COVID-19 is spreading in the KMAG community. As you heard live on Radio KMAG, government officials announced the first confirmed cases of local transmission of the disease on Tuesday. Out of 13 results reported on Tuesday, 11 were negative, 2 were positive, neither of whom had a travel history. Government says protocols of social distancing, keeping hands clean by washing with soap and water frequently, and staying home to minimize the spread of the virus must be followed. So far, of the 220 tested, 205 have tested negative and 14 positive, with one inconclusive test results waiting. Despite the country seeing two more positive cases of COVID-19, His Excellency the Governor Martin Roper says because of early measures put in place by government, KMAT is in a good place to tackle any additional cases that emerge.
It's also worth saying that the very radical, drastic and early action taken by government does put us in a very good place to isolate any cases that now pop up, to do the tracing of who they've had contact with, and to do everything to suppress further spread.
During Tuesday's press briefing, Governor Roper says the safest place to be is at home, and an extra effort must be made to protect Cayman's vulnerable people. The premier has urged the people of Cayman to stop panicking about the incoming flight from London. He stressed that government has gone to extraordinary measures to keep the country safe from the spread of COVID-19, and his comments came amid public concern over plans to repatriate Caymanians stranded in the UK. The Honorable Alda McLaughlin says he will not take any risks with the health and welfare of the people of the Cayman Islands.
I would hope and pray that everyone out there who's listening and watching, it would not enter their head that I or the government I lead or the governor would do anything which we thought was risky in terms of increasing the spread of this virus in this community. We keep preaching what people need to do. The virus is in the community. We now have absolute confirmation. The persons that are coming are going to be subjected to the kind of isolation that I wish we could put everybody on this island into. Lock everybody away in a room for 14 days. But we can't even get them to stay home.
Premier McLaughlin said Cayman residents had a far greater risk of contracting the virus at a supermarket than from people returning from the UK who will be locked away for 14 days. The credit union announces the implementation of a new procedure to manage queues during current limited branch hours. Here's Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin with the details.
The credit union says the implementation of the new procedure is a direct response to government's latest announcement regarding crowding at banks and other essential businesses. Members will be able to visit both the Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac branches on certain days based on surname. Wednesday, April 1st, surname starting with A through K. Thursday, April 2nd, surname starting with L through Z. And Friday, April 3rd, members with all surnames. Credit union branch visitation based on surname will continue afterwards Monday through Friday the week after, starting April 6th for the duration of the shelter-in-place order. Monday and Wednesdays, those members with surname starting with A through K. Tuesdays and Thursdays, those members with surname starting with L through Z. Fridays, members with all surnames. All are reminded that new hours of operation Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. for elderly and immune comprised only, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. for general membership. Members arriving at the branches will be required to show a valid ID. Reporting for Radio Cayman's Financial News, I'm Dion Anglin.
In other news, the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service has announced the identity of the man who died in a fatal collision last Friday on Rex Crichton Boulevard. He was 41-year-old Trevin Sherwayne Garfield Roberts, a Guyanese national living in Cayman. And a 15-year-old Bodentown boy is missing. On Monday, police received a report that Jared Johnson had gone missing on March 25th and has not returned home or been seen since. You can find his photo on our website, radiokman.gov.ky. If you have any information about where he might be, you're encouraged to call 947-2220. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Danielle Jaworowiecka. Global stock markets have fallen again after President Trump warned of hard days ahead for the United States, where the virus outbreak has worsened. Tokyo's Nikkei ended the day 4.5% lower, while the main indices in European markets were down between 3% and 4% in mid-morning trade. BBC News.